Just one quick halakha that actually has to do with the history of today, Yud Aleph Tammuz. Maran writes in Siman Taf Kuf Ayin Vav, that's the laws of Ta'anit. He says there in Halakha Dalad, V'chin mit'anin al ha'mapolet sheba'ir. That Barmanan, if there's in a place, a city, where there's mapolet, where buildings start to collapse. So the Maran explains, Ketzad, hare sherabeta ba'ir mapolet kotalim biri'im she'enam omdim betzad nahar. Which means you're talking about sturdy walls that are stable, that are not in a place where the land, let's say, might be prone to these type of things, and the wall itself has the proper support, and still the walls fall down. The buildings start to collapse, lo alechem. The Ritva writes in the Gemara that must be we're talking at least three walls or three houses or structures that just collapse. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hare zeh tzara. This is considered a calamity. Umit'anin umatri'in aleha. So there's fasting, there's special tefillot as a result. Vechen ala ra'ash. Ra'ash would be like an earthquake or the trembling of the ground. Ve'ala ruchot, or let's say strong winds, tornadoes and things like that. Shehem mapilim abinyan, because they also cause the buildings to collapse. Ve'horgin, and God forbid it kills people. Mit'anin umari'in alehim. So the Kafayim writes over here, Kafayim Sofer, in Sif Katan Chavav, V'chen ala ra'as, when Maran talks about earthquakes, Birushalayim ira kodesh tebane v'tekonen, en gozlin ta'anit sibur ala ra'as u'mapolet, ki lo hezik mapolet Birushalayim. He says that Jerusalem is blessed from all the cities, that you don't have to fast when it comes to these things, because never in the history did these calamities themselves ever affect the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the rabbi writes, Ubishnat he tafresh pe zayin, yud alef lechodesh tamuz, haya ra'ash gadol birushalayim tebane v'tekonen, ubchol sevivoteha v'nehirsu kama kotalim, umehem netru'au v'hayu nisim nifla'ot, shelo nifkad ehad birushalayim, rak bekefarim, נעשה הריסות גדולות, ומתו כמה עובדי כוכבים ומזלות, והשם שומר ישראל, והיה פלא בעיני הרואים, והאמינו בהשם. גם ההולכים על פי הטבע, העידו כי יד השם עשתה זאת. Which means he says there was a great earthquake and things were happening in Jerusalem on that day, and many goyim died, as well as many villages of the Arabs were destroyed, and not one Jew died during that situation. And even the scientists, those are the people that go according to natural understanding of the world, they were forced to say that this has to be nisim v'nifla'ot, miracles of miracles. Like the Kaf ends, he says, Hashem, Shomer Yisrael, Bezat Hashem, Borei Olam should continue to be Shemira, a protector, and a Ma'oz, U'migdal B'yom Sarah.